going to be a great test for us to play Miami, our first game with the new guys. So, you know, we're not going to have much time to get up to speed before playing a great team. But, you know, nobody feels sorry for you. So we just got to try to go out there and put together the best effort we can and see if we can get a win.
It's kind of life in the NBA, isn't it?
Of course, yeah, it always is. You know, when you make trades like that, I mean, you think about Jay Rich and Hito and Earl. They didn't get a chance to come home to Phoenix. So they're just out there, you know, playing games without even coming home. So they're still on that road trip we just came back from.
Steve, how are you handling the change? I mean, now you're going through a change in this roster for the second time in a short span. How are you handling it personally?
Well, I mean, positively and optimistically. I mean, you don't have much choice. You got to go out there and try to do the best you can to try to stay in the playoff picture while you build a team.
In the meantime, when you see the potential of this team, how do you envision it? How long will it take to actually build some cohesion and everybody being on the same page?
I mean, you never know how long it takes, but we got to try to improve a little bit every day and see if we can win some games while we're coming together as a team.
How do you feel after just the 2 days, yesterday and today, with the new guys?
Well, who knows? You know, I mean, obviously it's great that we got a chance to get on the court with them, but, you know, it's going to take us some time, and, you know, we may not even know where we are for a few weeks, but that doesn't mean we can't play well and we can't win, you know, tomorrow or in this next 2 weeks. So we just got to try to continue to build. We got to use the guys who were here before to have some consistency for those new guys to feel comfortable and confident and go out and try to win as many games as we can while we acclimate them.
Now you got three guys that are in their 30s. You guys can all talk about the good old days and stuff together. You guys trying to corner the market on the...
I mean, Hito wasn't in his 30s?
Yeah, I guess he was early 30s.
So, I mean, you know, I love talking about how old I am.
Steve, how about in the grand scheme of your career when you're still looking to win that championship? I mean, do you... In the course of this year, will you evaluate everything and then to see where your future will lie, depending on how the rest of the season plays out?
I'm not thinking about anything but trying to build a team. So I'm not even thinking about a month from now, let alone a year or two from now. So I just want us to try to build the best team we can, work every day to get a little bit better, and hopefully by the end of the year we'll have a really good team. Well, I think it's inevitable they're going to struggle a little bit. You know, it's basically a whole new team where they have two guys left over from the past. So it's difficult when you put that many new faces together. And I think it's inevitable they're going to have some struggles. And having said that, I think they've, you know, won 12 out of 13 or whatever it may be. So the struggles are probably behind them, but it's a tough challenge to put all those new faces together.
What's their attitude coming in, Steve? It's obviously changed. Sometimes it'll be difficult for people. How are the new guys adjusting it?
Well, you have to ask them. You know, we've just been out there on the court for, you know, an hour and a half. So I don't. It's up to them, really. He admitted today that he was kidding. So he backed up. He backed up pretty quickly. I'm gonna say, chalked it up as a moral victory.